Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Moving to another news story which has been breaking over the last number of hours, the remains of a newborn baby found dead on a beach in County Kerry 37 years ago have been exhumed as part of an ongoing investigation. The baby boy, known as Baby John, was found at White Strand Beach in Carrisaveen on the 14th of April 1984. The infant had suffered a number of stab wounds. For the latest on this, I'm joined from Kerry by Aidan O'Connor, who's chief reporter with the Kerry's Eye newspaper. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Good morning, Claire.
I know the superintendent involved in this case, Flora Murphy, was speaking on Radio Kerry this morning. What more information did he give?
Well, what's very consistent throughout this investigation, which is now going on 37 years, Claire, is that Gardaí are still, not alone do they believe, but they're actually convinced that members of the public and especially locally, somebody knows something and some people know more that could help them to do two things. One is to establish the identity of Baby John, and the second thing is to use that information to try and make a breakthrough into what was a very tragic and brutal murder 37 years ago. The Gardaí and Superintendent Murphy has also said and repeated again now that he believes the mother of Baby John is key to this investigation. And they do believe she's obviously suffered loss and pain and hurt over the last 37 years. And they're reiterating their appeal again for her to come forward and where she will be dealt with compassionately and with sensitivity. At no stage, Claire, have Gardaí suggested or inferred that the mother of Baby John or anyone else may be a suspect in this case.
Mm-hmm. Now, they already had DNA evidence from Baby John's remains, Aidan. Isn't that right? So what was the purpose of this exhumation?
Well, we understand you're correct, and then they have a blood sample from the baby infant, John, from 37 years ago. And it wasn't, if you recall, Claire, until 2018. And it was really advances in forensic science and DNA profiling that allowed them in 2018 to reopen or reinvigorate the case, if you like, as a cold case. And what happened then was new profiling, basically by the state laboratory, allowed them to, beyond doubt, rule out Joanne Hayes as being the mother of Baby John. That investigation also coincided then, because of that, with a state apology to Joanne Hayes. What has happened now is significant, Claire, following yesterday morning, early morning's exhumation, is that possibly they have taken, because of further advances, additional or further DNA samples, which may help them. We don't know if the exhumation was prompted on a separate piece of evidence that they may have obtained in their investigation, or if it's part of not so much routine, but that they were going down this road anyway, that ultimately they would have to get further DNA samples. But it's certainly linked to do with advances and on the back of advice, if you like, from Forensic Science Ireland and the Garda Technical Bureau. How significant it is, we don't know. Whether it will or will not lead to establishing two things. One, the identity or parentage of Baby John, or if it will provide a significant breakthrough in terms of an arrest or a charge to do with the murder of Baby John.
And Aidan, after that development in 2018, Gardaí took DNA samples locally from people, didn't they?
They did. I mean, it was a huge investigation, Claire. It was door-to-door inquiries. I mean, within months of that cold case, if you like, reopening in 2018, they were following something like 200 lines of inquiry. That included DNA samples, which were volunteered. Many people came forward. It had to do with interviews, with information provided locally. And this case still, Claire, has provided as many theories locally, and it's still extremely sensitive matter and very upsetting, but there are as many far more theories than there are answers. But despite all those separate lines of inquiries, while they may be individually valuable, they still have not led or allowed the Gardaí to establish the identity of baby John, or who killed that baby 37 years ago.
I see Pat Mann, solicitor for the Hayes family and for Joanne Hayes, saying this morning that as the matter has nothing to do with us and had nothing to do with us, there will be no comment following this development. But people will be thinking about Joanne Hayes this morning because everything that she went through leads us to this point, Aidan.
Yes, and I mean, I spoke to Pat Mann and interviewed him after the High Court declaration last December. That's where a number of declarations were made before Justice Leonie Reynolds in relation to the case to do with the Hayes family. It effectively was a formal apology in court to the Hayes family for their unlawful arrest and their interrogation, their treatment, which was unconstitutional. It was part of a compensation settlement. And it also set aside any wrongdoing or findings made against Joanne Hayes and members of her family, which were included in the tribunal report. The tribunal took place in the year, months subsequent to 1984 to discovery of baby John. But at that time, Pat Mann made it quite clear that the apology and the public apology, if you like, to Joanne Hayes meant more than anything in the world. You must remember that for years, decades, almost four decades, Claire, Joanne Hayes has remained, I suppose, in subconscious, or certainly anyone over the age of, in their mid-40s would remember that. And she's got on with her life. She's a very private, dignified, much loved and respected woman in her local community. And that was certainly closure for her and the family as far as is possible last December. Obviously, this will, they're aware of it, I suppose, reopen memories of it again. But as you mentioned earlier, Claire, Gardaí are not letting this case, this murder, lie. Superintendent Murphy said, for example, that if it was today and a baby 4 or 5 days old was found stabbed and brutally murdered, there would be outrage. So, notwithstanding the passage of time and fading memories, Gardaí still have a statutory obligation, which they acknowledge, to investigate this crime and to get justice, as they say, for baby John.
Okay, Aidan, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed with those latest developments. And for people who aren't familiar, and I know that people who are below the age of maybe the mid-40s mightn't be familiar with the Kerry Babies case, Nell McCafferty's book, A Woman to Blame, is still available, written about the tribunal at the time, which was investigating why Joanne Hayes had been arrested and treated in the way that she was at the time that this incident happened in 1984. It's well worth a read. It's available now. I read it, I think, in 2018 myself, and it gives a stark account of the tribunal and what she was put through at the time. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.